Well, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather we got. Wait a minute. Well, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather, whether or not.
Good morning, Prince George. Hey, look at that. My camera worked. So we've had technical problems to start the show. Welcome to the show. I'm Joey Only, your host. And the camera on my Zoom call wasn't working, so then I tried to plug my phone in. But then when I did that, I can't make it stop now. So now I put Zoom in through my phone so that I could see my face. But now I can't make the phone stop. There we go. Turn it off. Okay, technical problem sorted. That was so weird. And it was making this weird feedback loop where I was saying into my computer one thing, just wait, and then it would come back through the phone, just wait, and then it would repeat through the computer, just wait, just wait, just wait, just wait. And I couldn't make it stop. And I just wanted to make a radio show. Why won't my camera work? And now my camera suddenly works. And I got two Joey Onlys in the show. If you're watching on YouTube, you'll see two of me. Figure it out. Okay, this is the Comedy Meteorology Show. What do you get when you mix comedy and meteorology, Joe Stover?
You get comedeteorology.
You get comedeteorology. That's great. And feel free to boost your levels up, everybody, so we get you good. This is the show about comedy and meteorology. Comedeteorology is a science that Frankie McDonald and I came up with. It's, yes, indeed, the science of how much the weather sucks in Canada. And suck it does indeed. You're hearing us every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on CFIR 88.7 FM in Prince George. Repeats on 4 p.m. on Tuesdays. Then you can hear us on Winnipeg's CKUW 95.9 FM. That's the University of Winnipeg. And my kids are sticking their heads in. They can come and stick their heads in if they want to see the show. Hey, kids. Hi. My kids are in the show now. And they did want to say hi to Frankie. Let me finish my opening bit, though, first. Opening monologue first. Then fun. Okay. Show repeats. Winnipeg, 95.9 FM, CKUW. I think I said that already, did I? Yes. You can see the show on Joey Only, Caribou Weather Dude YouTube channel. That's me, Joey Only, the Caribou Weather Dude. I'm here with host Frankie McDonald, first-time guest Jana Dermody, from also from Nova Scotia as well. Then, of course, the regulars, Brandon Houck, the radio weatherman in Brooks, Alberta at 105.7 FM. And from 95.9 FM, CKUW's own How Do You Do review, Joe Stover is here. And, of course, we make the show on Thursdays at, so it's the 14th of April right now. The show will air on the 16th in Prince George and then the 18th, the day after my birthday, incidentally, in Winnipeg. So you were hearing last week's news, Winnipeg. But, Joe Stover, we do want to hear you talk about this week's news. How is the blizzard going? You've come down from the north. And found winter.
Exactly. I've been trying to tell people down here, this is not my fault. This is not my fault, but I don't know if they believe me. But I can at least give you the account from Winnipeg, because the storm that rolled through here and is just finishing off now, at least in the Winnipeg area, was very different across Manitoba. I'm sure Brandon will... we'll get into that a little later, but I can tell you from a Winnipeg standpoint, we were able to, well, first off, I think we're sitting at just about 30 centimeters cumulative from when it started on Wednesday into today, which we're recording it on the Thursday. It really wasn't as windy as they were predicting, which was good. Winnipeg didn't get as, well, not near as much snow as we could have got, which is also good. Like the city really, based on the Environment Canada forecast that had come out before, the winter storm warning said that it could potentially be the biggest storm that Manitoba has had in decades. And thankfully for Winnipeg, that was not the case, which of course is good around flood season and stuff. I know that out in Western Manitoba, they got a lot more, but at least in Winnipeg, most everything is good as far as the roads go. Nobody really getting stuck, no accidents from what I've heard. So that's a combination of a lot of employers and most every business and schools, of course, all that stuff. On Tuesday night, they had said, don't worry about Wednesday, don't worry about Thursday, we're shutting down the whole time. And so there weren't that many people out and about, which of course was good in terms of people being safe on the roads. But thankfully, it was not as bad as it could have been. Winnipeg's Twitter warriors are, of course, now mad at, because they're mad at everybody all the time, right? But they're mad that it wasn't as bad as it could have been. Where's the 80 centimeters? Rah, rah, rah. It's like they're just not happy either way. But anyway, Winnipeg is safe and sound. And yeah, that's the report from Winnipeg.
It's right here in Wells at 80 centimeters. Of course, last April, we led Canada with 70 fresh centimeters of snow. So that's not untypical for us. I don't know how much time you got, Joe, if there's anything else you want to say. But you said, so we're breaking up the format of the show a little bit, because usually we go Frankie McDonald, then we go Brandon. But if we have a special guest, which we do tonight with Cape Breton Originals' Janet Dermody, then we would go to her after Frankie. But then, so we're all confused and mixed up. But we got Joe for now. And tell us about anything else you got going on, Joe.
I will leave you with this just before I go. The Hockey Manitoba Cup starts this weekend, and there was a lot of worry whether the tournament would go on or not, but thankfully it's on. A bunch of people came in from Churchill yesterday who actually braved closed highways, not like I'm condoning that sort of thing. The Churchill Treeliners and the Churchill Whalers are here to compete in the Manitoba Cup. Good luck to us both. And I wish you guys a great rest of the show. I'm looking forward to listening to it in Winnipeg next week.
Always good to see you, Joe. Joe Stover from the How Do You Do Review, our friend from Churchill, Manitoba, who's down in Winnipeg for the next 2 weeks, where his radio show is based out of. Frankie McDonald, you're on the street in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Your friend Janet Dermody's on the show. How's the weather going so far, Frankie? How you doing so far? Frankie McDonald.
Frankie!
Ladies and gentlemen, Frankie!
I'm doing great so far, Janet. It's cool outside in Sydney right now. It's cold outside right now. It's brought a lot of snow in Winnipeg, man. Bringing a lot of rain in New York City, all across it. Then it got cold air, lots of lake effect rain. Then it got more snow in Vancouver. It got more rain in Vancouver this weekend, on and off rain and things like this. California is drier than average temperatures as of right now. It's going to bring more severe weather in Texas next week. It's going to bring lots of severe weather. There's a nor'easter headed for eastern United States next week. It's going to bring snow in the interior, northeastern. It's going to bring rain in Boston, New York, Washington, D.C., and all these places, and all across. And Manitoba is going to bring warmer weather sometime next week as well. It's going to bring lots of rain in England and all across Europe, on and off rain. And over in Japan, it's supposed to get on and off cold weather rain and things like this. And Thailand's getting a lot of rain to bring a lot of thunderstorms across Venezuela, Brazil, and Colombia, Peru, Ecuador, and those places in the Central America to bring a lot of rain in Congo, DR Congo, Uganda, Kenya, Zimbabwe, Zambia, Botswana, parts of South Africa, because it's getting colder there right now. Mozambique, Madagascar, is getting a lot of rain lately.
Here comes the story of the hurricane.
And New Zealand got hit by a tropical cyclone. Just hit Gisborne, New Zealand. That's in North Island, New Zealand. Gisborne is the eastern North Island, New Zealand. Hamilton got hit by New Zealand cyclone. Same with Auckland, New Zealand, New Plymouth, and all these places. Hawke's Bay, Wellington, and all these places got hit by a tropical cyclone. Australia is getting cooler as of right now. Antarctica will be soon be 24-hour darkness. It's getting warmer in Siberia right now in Russia. And it's gradually, it's going to get extremely hot in Siberia in July.
I'm worried it's going to get extremely hot here in July again. So, Frankie, tell us what's going on in Russia. Tell us about Ukraine. What's the weather in Ukraine like?
It's extremely hot in Ukraine this summer. It's on and off rain and snow and rain. And it's getting warmer in Ukraine. Right now, it's going to get really, really hot in Ukraine this summer coming up. And, hey, Janet, I'd like to introduce to another guy named Shuley Egger, the guy who runs the Shuley Show. That's one of them. That means, Janet, you will appear on the Shuley Show.
Okay.
And you will appear on Roger the Wild Child Show one of these days. You will appear on Jason Marshall, We Don't Have Cookies, next Wednesday if you're not busy.
Frankie, what podcast were you on this week?
I was on one of the podcasts with Isildo, and Shuley was on the guest podcast on Wednesday. And I was on the Ghetto Basement with Owen Gonzalez. That means, Janet, if you're not busy, you could join the Ghetto Basement with Owen Gonzalez.
It sounds good. What time?
Owen might let you know.
Okay.
And I was on another podcast called Reckless Airways Radio with Sam. That means you could appear on a Reckless Airways Radio.
That's probably my style. With Sam. I'm quite reckless.
And the Slim Show, Slim 26,022. That will be Robin Slip's last show forever on April 25th, 2022. That'll be his final podcast, Finesse Slip Show. That'll be end of Sega for them. And Bass Guy is a nice guy. He just plays music. He cannot interview anybody because his computers are really, really old. His computer's aging and things like this. His processors cannot take it anymore.
We need to get him a new computer.
So how do you know Janet, Frankie? Tell us about this.
Needs a new computer. That means Jack Casey, a.k.a. Bass Guy Show, needs a new computer. Jack Casey, a.k.a. Bass Guy Show.
So everybody out there, if you just happen to be willing to throw a computer towards Montreal, Jack Casey, the bass guy, could use a computer. Frankie, how did you meet Janet? How long have you been friends?
A long time since. And I first appeared on Bass Guy Show in 2016. He interviewed me every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Then eventually, every Wednesday afternoon, 2022. That means that his bass, until his show has a lot of problems. Because in the too many computer issues and things like this, his computer got old.
So maybe I better ask you, Janet, how long have you and Frankie known each other?
We've known each other just from social media and meeting everywhere I see Frankie. I stop and say hi if I'm out of my car. If I'm not, I beep. Every time I've ever seen him, I've made a point to make sure I had a conversation with him. So other than I have my own channel and stream and we bump into each other when we're out and about, we're just community advocates out you know, telling people about Cape Breton.
Can you tell us a little bit about Cape Breton Originals? I want to go to Brandon quickly after, but and then we'll come back to you. But give everyone a fill-in on what Cape Breton Originals is.
Cape Breton Originals is everything Cape Breton. It's not one thing. It's everything. Cape Breton is made up of music. It's made up of culture. It's made up of immigrants. It's made up of people who, you know, just have such unique originality and personality that I like to show people exactly what we're made of. And the more I get on my channel, the more I can show how originals Cape Breton are.
That is a great answer. I totally love that. So we're going to come back and talk to you some more about that in a few minutes. But first, we're going to go to our Western Canada weather report with Brandon Houck. Brandon Houck.
All right, Brandon Houck out here. We're almost lost by Tuke.
So you got a big blizzard going on this week, and it's like apocalypse somewhere in the middle of Saskatchewan right now. I'm hearing that everything's shut down. It's blizzarding and it's bad. It's been going on for 2 days. It's going to go on some more. Tell us, for everybody else in British Columbia who's been, you know, it's cold nights, but we're on that Arctic side of the jet stream. We're not suffering through blizzards. Tell us the story, Brandon.
Hopefully I don't choke on popcorn here.
Yes. Well, first off, last Friday, though, it was really warm here in southern Alberta. We actually got up records last Friday. Brooks didn't, but we did get to 24 degrees, and that was a toasty day. And all of a sudden, the cold front came through, and the temperature started going downhill as we went through the weekend into the early stages of this week here. And we've had now 3 days of light snow shower activity. Now we've got light snow falling down, and we've had 3 days below freezing. So it's been quite cold, actually, for this time of year, at least to 10 to 20 degrees below average. And we had this Colorado low. Actually, it started off in off the coast of BC there. And it actually was cold enough to produce snow in Portland, Oregon earlier this week. And it was their first ever accumulating snow in the month of April. So that's also been, I don't know, hundreds and hundreds of years there. So that's pretty incredible. And then the same low pressure system tracked its way across into the state of Montana. And that's when things started cooking. We had the warm Gulf moist air from the Gulf of Mexico. You got the cold Arctic air coming in from Alaska. And that was a great ingredients to get the storm brewing and get the storm going and trucking as it moved its way across Montana into North Dakota, South Dakota, into Saskatchewan and Manitoba. Now, earlier last week, I did see a model prediction that we had a potential for potentially up to 100 centimeters of snow somewhere in the prairies. We weren't quite sure where. And then as the models became more resistant and more as they agreed with each other and started predicting this pretty nasty snowstorm for the eastern prairies into this center part of this week here. And we've also had potential for some very strong winds, blizzard conditions, And there was something out earlier this week that this was going to be the worst storm in decades, but that wasn't the case. However, we did see some pretty significant accumulations, especially in, areas. I'm going to go through some of these accumulations here. We got Estevan at 30 to 40 centimeters of snow. And one of the biggest ones was actually just north of Winnipeg, at least 10 to 20 minutes just to the north of Winnipeg, picked up 48 centimeters at Selkirk. So the city of Winnipeg was in that little dry slot there, as Joe mentioned earlier there. And so that allowed for the snow to kind of take a break. And all the road crews were able to get out yesterday, clear everything out, and then the snow ramped back up again today. And we picked up at least another 10 to 15 centimeters of snow today in Winnipeg. And there's still some light flurry activity going there now. And the winds weren't so bad in Winnipeg either. So, yeah, I saw a lot of the speculism on the Winnipeg story. However, the rest of southern Manitoba, if you go west of Winnipeg, that's where all the issues occurred. And highways are still shut down west of Winnipeg, all the way into portions of Saskatchewan there. Some of the biggest snowfall totals was in Killarney, Manitoba. They picked up at least a whopping 60 centimeters of snow. And another significant amount of snow, which was just south of Dauphin in Riding Mountain National Park, they picked up 82 centimeters of snow. And Minot, North Dakota, as well, picked up at least 76 to 80 centimeters of snow from the storm. So it did perform, it did produce, and it was basically bang on. Just the track was a little bit off, and that's what happened in Winnipeg. The track was a little bit off. We ended up in the dry slot a little longer than we thought. It came in a little later than we thought, so things didn't work out as well for the city of Winnipeg. However, other areas had Brandon, Manitoba, at least blizzard conditions for at least 8 hours yesterday, which was the 13th of April there. And now the storm also produced some dangerous weather stateside, too. We had a tornado outbreak in Iowa back on Tuesday there, with at least 3 to 4 tornadoes touching down, a few dangerous tornadoes as well. So a lot of chases were on those tornadoes in Iowa and back down in Texas. And I think their hail in Texas the size of cantaloupes as well. So it was a pretty impressive storm system. The storm system's still going. It is also producing rain and thunderstorms in the Great Lakes as well. And it's going to be moving out towards the East Coast by this weekend here. I should also mention this week has been very busy for myself as well. So we've had, we opened up this whole week, actually, we opened up the, we'll talk about the hockey here in just a second, but I also did a school talk there at the Brooks Thompson High School on Tuesday. And then we had all this weather to be dealing with as well. So that was fun. And then I was covering all the radio stuff as well this week. And then we had hockey games, and that means Brooks Bandits. For any Brooks Bandits fans, I know there probably won't be any in Prince George because Brooks Bandits whooped them in 2019 for the big cup. hopefully no one.
Prince George is going nowhere near a championship right now, is from what I'm hearing. So no risk of that.
All right. So, yeah. So Brooks Bandits, we won first game. I believe that would be 7-1. On Saturday night, and then we won, or 7-2 Saturday night, 7-2 Friday night, 6-1 on Saturday night, and then Tuesday night, that's when we went into overtime, and I was like, oh boy, we're in trouble now, as we take on the Okotoks Oilers, and then we got the goal in 5 minutes into overtime there, and we ended up winning that one 4-3, and then last night, yeah, it was 3-1, the final score, and Brooks Bandits sweeping the Okotoks Oilers in the South Division final. Next up on April 29th, we began the AJHL final against Spruce Grove Saints. So that is going to be an exciting series as we go into the beginning of May. And if we win that series, then we go on into the national championship games. That will start in Estevan, and they're going to have it kind of like a world juniors kind of, they're going to have it kind of similar to that. So that should be, that begins May the 19th. That's when that series begins. And then we go from there. Hopefully we win the cup.
Pretty good. Looking pretty good for the Brooks Bandits. So yeah, it looks like that weather we've been talking about, that big storm is mostly in Northern Ontario at the moment and in through tonight. But the story really is that it's not getting that warm in Canada so far. It's the 14th of April when we record this. It's 7:30 at night, 7:21 at the time of recording. The high in Canada right now is 11 degrees. Of course, it's nighttime for most places, but you know, nowhere, nothing's too shocking to, in terms of highs. -32.9 in Eureka, Nunavut. That's a little bit shocking.
Tonight's forecast, we've got storms way out west, and that probably means you're all gonna die. Your 7-day forecast coming up right after this.
Prince George, it's not, I mean, you got a couple warmer days ahead, but I mean, Friday, it's expecting a high of 3. Of course, the show airs on Saturday, so you're hearing this Saturday morning. 5-degree high today, -6 at night. Maybe as high as 10 on Sunday, -2 at night. Periods of snow or rain Monday, April 18th. And at nighttime, that's 6 degrees. At nighttime, -1, 60% chance of rain, showers, or flurries. Tuesday, 60% chance of flurries, 9 degrees, -2 at night. So it's not boomingly spring anywhere yet. And in fact, it's been quite cold. It was -8 when I went in the bush today. I missed quite a few days of work. Again, this time I got a stick up into the underneath my eyelid when I was out in the bush, of course. And so that took a trip to the hospital. There's scratches on my eyeball, but not on my retina. So that was really good news. Yes, and my vision is starting to come back. And I went to work today and went back to the bush. So that's, the story of my week. I had my first experiences without snowshoes on. That was really nice to be working without snowshoes. It's been like 5 months of snowshoeing. I'm so glad that's over. I think you have to understand, for those of you who aren't in British Columbia, who aren't in Prince George, Wells here at 4,000 feet, we are in the mountains and we have some of the most extreme snowfalls in all of Canada.
And now, facts of nature. Ah, the elephant, one of the jerks of the wild. The elephant's known for its mean disposition and vicious drinking problem. You may think that's a watering hole, but in actuality, it's filled with distilled whiskey, which, as we know, is very powerful. Whiskey occurs naturally in the African savannah. Wait, there's two elephants? Two of them? Where'd the other one come from? You can't turn your back on these things. They multiply. Elephants can reproduce every 3.8 seconds, and their population has exploded in recent years, making them popular with poachers because they're a great source of niacin.
All right, so let's get back to talking about to Janet Dermody. And I want to ask you a little bit about when your show airs, who your guests are, you know, what the flavor of the show is.
All right, so I've had everyone from people that fight for equalization funds for Cape Breton. There's a group called Nova Scotia Equalization for Fairness that fight for the payments that come from the federal government. They think that, they show that we don't get, you know, the money that we're supposed to get from the provincial government. And so they fight for that. I've had them on. I've had politicians on. I have a membership to one of our local newspapers. I used to just have me and another lady that used to be on my show. We would do podcasts and just reenact the newspaper articles and bring up the, in a different way, make the community aware of what's going on. A newspaper article and a live feed, having people call, be able to join into conversation was new. So did that for a while. Anything that anybody, like I plug local businesses, anybody who does anything, like I just, my last one, I just did the auditorium. It's just like it sounds, it was odd and it was pretty cool for an auditorium. First time I was in there, lots of skeletons and things you could put on the wall that I never thought I'd see before. So it was definitely different. The name suited it. It's a very cool place. So you have to check it out, the auditorium on Cape Breton Originals. I've probably known Frankie since we were kids, but we never really hung around or anything, but we've always known each other. We're from the same area in Cape Breton. And yeah, so he takes notice in my channel as well, just because of all the different places I go. Anything Cape Breton, doesn't matter if it has to do with Cape Breton, I'm all over it.
You had Frankie on the show?
I have had him on the show for maybe just a quick plug. Nothing nothing that I need to get him on the show. Good point.
I would think so. Yeah. There's nothing more Cape Breton than Frankie McDonald, who's standing in the streets.
It's true.
We'll be joining another show called The Shuly Show.
Yes, we'll do The Shuly Show. I was going to get my iPad going. I was going to live stream this tonight, but I thought maybe I should ask first.
That would have been fine. Shuly is he's one of the producers of the Howard Stern Show for many, many years. So he's quite a character.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, I've been on The Shuly Show. I should go on again. I think for a while I was so busy working on camp all winter that it was just impossible for me to actually get. And even now my work hours are so extreme that it's just really hard to commit to everyone's podcasts. And I'd like to be pushing this channel more and pushing the show more because we're not getting the viewers on our YouTube that we'd like to see. Of course, all you radio listeners are forced to hear us if your radio dial until you turn it, at least. Please don't turn it. You know, we're trying to get that YouTube viewing up. I'd like to make podcasts, but I don't really know how to do that kind of stuff. So tell me about, your site. Where do you broadcast from? How do people find it?
All right, so I use a program called StreamYard. I dual stream sometimes. I'll go on YouTube and Facebook. I'll do it at the same time. I've done so many different things, like the entertainment industry around here. I've gone on River Rides Up the Myra River. There's songs about the Myra River with the Highland Arts Theater actors. Like anything that goes on, whatever the pulse is in Cape Breton, whatever's going on generally with the entertainment, the people, the COVID, what have you. I try to, be there for it. Like they had a gondola open up down in the Ski Cape Smoky last year. And I got to, just so happens that I got to be there on the day that it opened. And it was like, wow, gondolas in Cape Breton, you're in this big glass thing going up a mountain. It was like, whew, we're really improving around here.
I had no idea there was a new gondola in Cape Breton. That is something I'm going to have to go see, I think, when I'm there in April 2024. Mm-hmm. You know lots about Cape Breton. You know lots about Sydney, Nova Scotia. So tell me about where Frankie's standing right now.
I'm on Charlotte Street in Sydney, Nova Scotia right now, close to Kenny's Pizza on Charlotte Street where I'm at.
Yeah, he's on the corner right by the college. What is that, Mackenzie College? What's that college there?
It's Mackenzie College. That's close to Kenny's Pizza. And what park is behind me?
Frankie likes to use their Wi-Fi in that corner.
And did you hear about that? I got to tell you that Shuly Show, that's one. You'll be on AGTV in Montreal. It's like AGTV podcast. That's another podcast.
Oh, I love it. I can't wait. This is going to be awesome, Frankie. You're the bomb, buddy.
You're on the Frankie train now. It's just going to be like, you're just going to get a message out of the blue. Like, you're going on this now.
Well, I'm a flyver. So when you're a flyver, you're always ready to go. You got to be on the fly and ready to roll.
So you're on the StreamYard, but how do people actually find the show? I don't know how StreamYard works, but do you have a website?
I'm on Facebook. I got my own channel. It's called Cape Breton Originals. So you can find me on Facebook or you can go to YouTube. I honestly don't use YouTube as much as I should. There is content on there, but probably only 10% of the content I put on Facebook.
Hey, I'm lazy. You can watch Face Guy Show on YouTube. You can write comments on Base Guy's wall.
Okay. Cool.
So, Cape Breton Originals on Facebook. Check that out, everybody. Go have a look. Of course, I have joined, but I'm trying to get the answers to the questions because that's my job.
We'll warn them. Cape Breton Originals is not filtered, so it is an adult platform.
And that would be the way that this would be had it not been a radio show. I would, I'm an outlaw country guy. I say whatever I want. Brian Schmidt is showing up down in Portland, Oregon. Brian, how's the weather going on down there? Good to see you. I'm not sure if he hears me.
Janet, this is Brian. Hey, Janet, this is Brian for Portland Weather Uncensored.
Yes, sir. Good evening.
Hey, how's the weather in Portland, Oregon?
Well, we just set some records this week. We had the first measurable snow in 86 years in the month of April in Portland, Oregon. In my lifetime, there's never even been a trace of snow here in Portland. It's usually, 50s and showers. Portland proper had 2 inches of snow, about 5 centimeters. The rural areas at 1,000 feet elevation had up to 30, 35 centimeters of snow at 1,000 foot elevation. Amazing, just unprecedented in this day and age. So that happened on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday.
That's, yeah, that is pretty incredible, actually. Wow. And that cold air, it's basically been causing a lot of havoc. Brandon was talking about some of the tornadoes that have been going on in Iowa and places like that. And thunderstorms through the Great Lakes. And we've had blizzards through the Prairie Provinces in Canada. You've had snow in Portland. And we've had minus 11 mornings, yes. Celsius here in Wells. So
Minus Dakota had 3 feet of snow in 24 hours in Minot, North Dakota, ending this afternoon, which is, what, about 80 centimeters of snow in 24 hours.
Brandon, how have you been in the prairies for a long time? I mean, we get snow in the prairies in April, but how does this compare?
Well, it isn't uncommon to get big storms like this in any time of the year, especially in the province of Alberta. As you're closer to the mountains, you get higher elevations. Back in 1997, there was a really bad one in Manitoba, and I believe about 40 centimeters of snow fell in Winnipeg in a 24-hour period. So that was a very bad one. That's probably the worst one in April. We were thinking this one was going to meet that criteria, but it didn't quite get there. As we mentioned earlier, we did get about 30 centimeters. But the difference is this time around, in 1997, the temperatures rose right after this snow event moved off. And that allowed for a very quick, rapid melt. And that caused the major floods back in 1997 in the province of Manitoba. This time, after this low moves out, we get that cold Arctic air sticking around through the weekend. And the temperatures actually in southern Manitoba are going to stay below freezing into next week, so we won't have much of a flood issue to be too concerned about at this point. There will still be melting snow next week, but if we do have that slow melt, and we won't have much of an issue, we'll still may have flood issues down the road, but we'll watch that very closely. But it looks like we might get more snow in the next week as well. So April can still be quite a snowy month in the prairies.
Well, I do recall because in 2008, I was on a Greyhound bus coming through Alberta. And so I wrote a song eventually called Birthday Blizzard Bus Ride Blues. I turned 29 on a Greyhound bus driving through a northern night. My eyes were closing. It was dark outside. 4 hours, never seen another lot. Driving in the northern night. My eyes were closed and it was dark outside. 4 hours, never seen other light. Driving all around on a passenger bus is the story of my sorry life. Turned 29 on a Greyhound bus. I never knew the hour or the time. It was 3 a.m. when we crossed the line up over top the Great Divide. I saw his phone on the April night and it was freaking cold outside. I was returning to Alberta because at the time it had been spring back up there for a month. I left the West Coast because I hate the rain when the record setting blizzard come up. There's a storm in my soul and an empty hole. The winds are blowing and the weather's cold. And I got no home through the north I roam. Singing folk songs and terrible poems. I turned 29 on a Greyhound bus driving in the northern night. Turned 29 on a Greyhound ship. I never knew the hour or the time. When I got home to Netting in the afternoon, that blizzard, it was piling hype. So Lance 3, he went off to Mexico, and Tammy Austin's playing all night. The winds are blowing and the bar was empty when everybody stayed home inside. Twas the big bad blizzard 2008, but the prairie farmers call it alright. Then you have the moisture, you see. Oh, why, there's a birthday gap. Driving on a bus in a northern night. And why is there a blizzard on April 8th? I guess Alberta kinda works that way. I turned 29 on a Greyhound bus, driving in a northern night. Turned 29 on a Greyhound ship. I never knew the hour or the time. What time is it, Jeff?
Oh, It's raining on the East Coast. It's hot in Alberta's what the coast they are not. I turned 29 on a Greyhound bus. My life, it was always in flux. And I got no hometown anymore. There's a thousand I can call my own. When the earth is traveling beneath my feet, it's the only peace that I'll ever know. I turned 29 on a Greyhound night. The blizzard, it was in me as us outside. And I was all alone where I had no friends. I wonder when my life's journey's might end. I turned 29 on a Greyhound bus, driving in the northern night. Turned 29 on a Greyhound ship. I never knew the hour or the time. I turned 29 on a Greyhound ship. I never knew the hour or the time. I never knew the hour or the time. I never knew the hour or the time.
Well, play the song this episode. Put it in there. But it was 30, 40 centimeters of snow, and there you go, right? I think a cold spring is a good thing. Yeah. For wildfire, for flood mitigation. I mean, what do you think, Brian? Cold spring, good thing?
We're so overdue for a cold spring. We've had about 10 warm springs in a row up here in the Pacific Northwest. And every year we've been saying, it's going to be a cool spring. You just know it. And maybe it's finally happening this year. It wasn't that cold in February, March, but this April, this week here is, like I said, we've never seen snow past about March 10th here. So we broke the old late snowfall record at PDX by like 35 days, just an amazing number of days. And if you go to the National Weather Service Bismarck, North Dakota page, they have a full story right now from the 1997 blizzard that you were just talking about. So they talk about that on their homepage right now.
You are listening to the Meteorological Report. Comedy plus meteorology equals Meteorology. I'm Joey Olney. You're listening to us on CFER 88.7 FM in Prince George, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Welcome to the show. We have on our panel of meteorologists, with, of course, world-famous Frankie McDonald down in Sydney, Nova Scotia, his friend Janet Dermody from Cape Breton Originals, Brian Schmitz just showed up from Portland Portland Weather Uncensored, Brandon Houck, our Western Canada weatherman down there in Brooks, Alberta, and you got me here in Wells up in the mountains, and we had Joe Stover check in from Winnipeg with his sort of not story about nothing really happened. He's like, I'm going to give you a report on the storm. And then a lot of what he was saying was like, well, and then, you know, people, the roads were fine, and no, there wasn't much for accidents. And it's a good thing if you don't have a story, right? Janet, what can you tell me about where Frankie's standing? Yes, some history or anything?
Well, I can tell you, back in, I think it was 1988, 89, we would used to go up there at Halloween time, and the road would get shut down, and we would just dress up and fill the whole entire street. I don't know where we all came from, but every teenager on Cape Breton Island, all 10,000 of us managed to find this street one day of the night every single year. Do you remember that, Frankie?
I remember that.
Was that fun or what?
It's really fun back in the day.
It was, yeah, back in the day. You don't do anything like that now. Never seen anything like it since, but it's nice to remember it. That's definitely about that street.
And then there's Kenny's Pizza, which for like a whole episode, I thought, because I couldn't quite understand Frankie through his cell phone. I thought he was saying Chinese pizza, and he kept trying to tell me it's not
that's
Chinese.
In Nova Scotia, Chinese pizza. It's Italian, not Chinese. It's Italian.
I was like, you have Chinese pizza? So what's Kenny's Pizza like? Now that I know it's not Chinese pizza.
No, it's definitely not Chinese pizza. Kenny's is one of the biggest pizza chains we have here in Cape Breton. I actually used to work for them when they started off in the pier where Frankie's from. He had one shop and he expanded. I think he's got 15 or so shops now right across the whole province. So Kenny's Pizza is a place that I know and work for the man personally. So,
Is it like
I prefer Napoli. And he's right beside
that
there.
Thick Greek pizza or is it like the Italian pizza?
It's just Cape Breton pizza.
Back in Ontario growing up, like every small town had a pizza joint, right? It was like, there was the way it was. And they're all owned by Greeks, pretty much.
Yep.
And one of those guys, here's trivia for you. He made the Hawaiian pizza.
Yeah,
he was the
one who God love him.
Yes. And he owned the pizza shop in Madoc, Ontario, where I grew up. The original Hawaiian pizza.
You know what I found?
Who was that guy?
Oh, I don't know. But when I was up in my
Dan Panopoulos, who died at age 83, left a legacy that delighted, confused, and appalled worldwide diners. Often at the same time, Panopoulos is the Canadian man who invented the Hawaiian pizza, a dish so divisive that it led to presidential outbursts this year. Back in 2017. He passed away in hospital in 2017.
People are really particular about pineapple on their pizza. I don't get it. I think it's like the best thing ever.
It's awesome. Hey, Frankie.
With this fall coming up, you will appear on the El Nino Storm Hunters podcast with Chris Chittick.
Love it. The more the better, buddy.
Frankie, pineapple on pizza? Yay or nay? Do you like pineapple on pizza, Frankie?
I like pepperoni and cheese and meat lovers and deluxe pizza with pepperoni and cheese and green peppers and mushrooms.
Not a Hawaiian pizza fan?
No.
Oh.
See? Yeah. They'll throw it at you.
Are you aware of the Hawaiian pizza?
It has pineapple. Pineapples and separated for the pizza. I have to eat pineapple separated.
Okay. what was that, Brian?
Yes, I love Hawaiian pizza. It's excellent.
Brennan Houck?
Well, I liked it until I had bad food poisoning one day, and I haven't touched it since. So,
you're blaming the pineapple?
That's what I was thinking. What did the pineapple do?
Really cheesecake.
It's not the pineapple's fault that whoever made it put it on some greasy, dirty. They cut it with a knife that had been sitting in a block of ground beef that was festering all afternoon. And they're like, cut the guy's pizza up. Who cares? The pineapple had nothing to do with that.
Well, then what it tasted like. Anyways.
Yeah, but I think pineapple would just be this. It would taste almost as good coming out as it did going in.
No, it did not.
No? Well, I hope I never find out.
That's basically what threw me off a bit, yeah.
Yeah, well, okay, there you go. My experience with puking is that acidic things are particularly awful when they come back the other way. You eat a bunch of tomatoes, and then they come back up. So, I mean, yesterday I celebrated 21 months of not puking. So, sobriety.
I feel bad for you. 21 months of sobriety, that's a great thing. But 21 months of not puking, goodness, you weren't drinking the right booze, I think.
Well, I get this thing sometimes too, where it'd be like I called it the pukeria. And what pukeria was, or asmoria, sometimes I'd call it. Asmoria was even worse. And asmoria would be like, I'd get like this allergic attack. And then I'd start having an asthma attack. But then for some reason, my body would go all crazy. So I'd get diarrhea. So then I'd like, and really bad explosively. So then I'd be in the bathroom, like, couldn't breathe though. And it's like, and I'm like,
and while that's going on, which is the worst concern.
And then all I can breathe in.
More panicking.
And with that little bit of oxygen I could get in, I'm getting in all this fecal matter air. And it's terrible. You don't want pukeria or asthmaria or any of those rias that I get sometimes. 21 months sober. Doing pretty good. Now, it wasn't that I drank the wrong booze while I'd sometimes puke. It was that I drank a lot when I got drinking. Like, I was legendary. The outlaw band, like, it would be nothing if we were on stage for me to put down 15 beer and just play music and party all night. It was awesome. We were so fun. Until it wasn't fun anymore. Until I was just depressed guy with PTSD, drinking a lot some days. And then, you know, for 4 or 5 days, maybe I wouldn't drink during the... But then suddenly it'd be like, now it's on, let's drink. I don't miss that, you know? And when I do feel like that attitude coming on, I just grab the bomb.
Right? You bring out the self-control whip.
Like, let's bong now.
Right?
Bongs, yay or nay?
Bongs, yay or nay? I prefer this. So,
oh,
nay.
She's a vapor. Brian, Brian, you like the bong?
I've cut way back. You know, I'm getting up there in years. I'm maybe like a one puff a day guy now. I used to be, you know, pretty heavy user. And yeah, I used to have a huge glass glass bong, double chamber. You know, one time my dad, when I was a kid, he found my bong in his garage and he cleaned it up. And I came home from work one night and he left it in the garage there. And then I walked away and he shattered it. I'm like, well, why'd you bother cleaning it if you're just going to shatter it? It was really
odd. Mom found that I had this nice pipe and it was Dutch, you know, that Dutch porcelain that you get from like, you know, Asia or something. And it was a, you know, nice, and she found it and she took it and thought she was going to be wise or something. So then I took this ashtray that she had from the Netherlands. It was like a tire. It was a tractor tire and it said a bunch of Dutch stuff on it. And it was very nice. And I took it. And of course there's endless forest where I grew up. So, you know, the conversation became later on. It's like, well, Mom, think you're going to give me that pipe back? She's like, oh, where's my ashtray, son? It's like, oh, where's my pipe? I'm like, well, I have it. Well, where's my ashtray? It's like, well, I know where it is. It's somewhere in that forest over there. Can you give me back my pipe? Like, and then after that, there was no power play between us. And if you're out there, if you're listening to the show ever, Mom, you're great. Thank you for bringing me into the world on April 17th, 1979. Brendan Houck, bong, yay or nay?
I have not touched any of that stuff in my life, so it's going to be a nay for me.
That's too hippie for Brendan. He just mostly just sticks with the coke and heroin because the boss is too hippie.
Go big or stay home.
Well, I knew punks like that. They'd be like, hippie. You'd be smoking a fatty, and they'd be like, hippie. And they'd be on PCP, you know.
So how does someone where you live, like, is there like a dispensary in Kessnel or Wells? Is there anything like that in a small town like that?
Oh, there's like six different weed stores in Quesnel, I think.
Oh, that's interesting.
And I have a huge crush on the girl who works at the one. So I just smoke my weed as hard and fast as I can. I'm like, anybody want joints? Like, hey, I'll share with you. Yeah, have your own, you know. Just give me any excuse to go back and see the pot store girl again.
It's so cheap. You know, Portland is the mecca for the cheapest prices in the United States. Did you know that?
Yeah, I assume that. I would have thought either Portland or Colorado somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah, it's I think it's like, you know, basically $40 an ounce, something like that.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it really is.
Is it like quad?
Yeah, you know what? It's
West Coast
technology. The outdoor grows, like in Southern Oregon, Northern California, the outdoor stuff is really good and it's dirt cheap. Like I said, basically $5 an eighth at the dispensary. So yeah, it's.
Wait, what? $5 of what? An eighth?
Yeah.
What's an eighth?
An eighth of an ounce. So an ounce
would be like 3.5 grams. Exactly. So like Imogen must have heard us talking about marijuana because suddenly she's arrived out of the blue. From down in Victoria. What are you at the gym? Are you outside? What are you doing there? Are you a cop now?
I just landed in Sawasin. I'm at the ferry terminal. I'm over to Vancouver off that crappy little geriatric tropical island I live on. Yeah. Every day is a beautiful day over there. So I figured I'd go somewhere a little more miserable and head to Vancouver for a couple days. You know what? That's generally the rule is don't stop in Vancouver because it sucks. Okay, to be fair, I actually really like Vancouver. So I shouldn't say that I really like Vancouver, though, for real. But I'm at the ferry terminal right now. Hold on, let me see if I can turn my little camera around. I don't know how to work the camera. Never mind.
You can just turn it. You can use your hand and turn your hand around.
There. You know what? There we go. See, that's like a lot of unhappy travelers right behind me. Look at that.
Behind you?
Who's that guy on the phone back there? What's he talking about? Can you go ask him who he's talking to?
Hi, I'm a businessman. I'm talking about business. I have business things to do. Well, business.
Well, you got the SWAT hat on, so just give him a good hard look.
Let him know your business is minding other people's business. See what he says.
Jam myself into someone's conversation. But in true Vancouver fashion, it is cloudy and gray, but strangely bright. Because that's what we get in this part of the world. Yeah.
So How much is a ferry trip these days?
I walked on, so it's like $18.50 or something, $20 to get on.
$18.50.
Yeah, $18.50 if you drive on. It's like, well, if you drive on, it's like $100. But they also, okay, here's the real kick in the face on this one, is that they have a lot of canceled sailings due to labor shortage. They cannot keep staff here. It's on their website. I had to look it up, and they said expect delays, expect canceled sailings due to brain drain. They cannot keep staff. So I arrived 2 hours before my expected sailing and managed to get on an earlier one, which actually sailed. It wasn't canceled. So, yeah, labor shortage everywhere.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's an opportunity for us to get
make
a job. Imagine working for BC Ferries.
Yeah, make some robots. Work robots. We'll sell them.
Yeah. A lot of unemployed people here and a massive labor shortage. Funny how the two have nothing to do with each other.
Imagine working for BC Ferries, though. Like, why would you? Ugh. I just hate going on the ferry. That's why I feel like I just couldn't live on the islands. Besides, like, you know, when the earthquake hits, you won't have clean drinking water anywhere.
People in Vancouver, you can't escape from major earthquakes forever.
What's wrong with you guys?
That is beautifully defeatist. I like it. That is half the novelty of being on the island and on the ferry, is that exactly the potential to sink. Go figure.
Well, it's happened before, and it will happen again.
Look, when you're born on an island, swimming is a form of transportation, don't you know?
It is. And log rolling is taught in schools.
There's animals in the ocean that you've never even heard of.
Oh, hell yeah.
There's animals on land that you have heard of and you still run.
I don't know.
It's finishing.
Oh, what's that, Frankie?
Well, I was becoming a feral animal out in the wilderness, right? So
to go,
would you say that they're breeding like rabbits?
I would say both literally and figuratively. I think you can say
honk.
That's my kind of goose.
I heard Frankie somewhere.
Hey, Janet, this is Imogen.
It's what?
Janet, this is Imogen Bailey.
Oh, nice to meet you, Imogen.
Nice to meet you too. Frankie's good for introductions. He's the MC of every event he goes to.
Love it.
He's the connector. The connector of connections.
Awesome.
Things. Can you hear me, Frankie?
I can hear you.
Where are you now?
I'm here. So far. Hey, did you hear about that? Janet, you're going to meet Gabriel Bernardo soon.
I can't wait.
Where are you standing now, Frankie?
Up by the Steel City in Sydney, Nova Scotia.
What Steel City?
That's a bar. It's a bar. Like, hot wings and things like this.
Man, it looks cool.
Things like your weed girl. Things like your weed girl.
Did you see the candy van?
Yeah, how do you like the new van?
Oh my god.
Are you trying to pick up kids? What's going on with that van?
It's for sale.
You better wipe that off. Nobody's buying that van.
No, you can't make any money with free candy.
You're gonna
cross the free out and put expensive candy.
Free puppies.
Yeah, deluxe candy.
My God.
Deluxe candy, $5.
For your radio listeners, Brian has a picture in the background of his image of a really awful-looking van with no windows that says free candy painted poorly on it.
You know what? If you're going to announce free candy, you got to announce it boldly. Hey. Otherwise, why bother? What are you doing?
And you better look like an old lady.
Now, this one here is for real. I took this picture myself. Here in Portland, at the Safeway Market 2 years ago, that is a real photo of someone's van in the area who lives on the streets here.
That's what it looks like when hoarders go shopping.
Yeah, you see all the time in Portland. You know, we're a sanctuary city. So
it's like an A-team van for you radio listeners. It's bright orange, and it's got an inordinate amount of things strapped to it poorly. Tents and bags and jerry cans and it's overflowing, and it's an actual picture Brian took in Oregon.
You know those bottle guys? You know those guys who cruise around at like 2 a.m. with a bike with like 6 dog carts attached and like 35 garbage bags full of like bottle cans? if those guys bought a van, that would be the van. It's the neighborhood bottle guy's van. The
whole around in this area, they do every year a heavy pickup. So everybody puts everything out of their house, everything trashy, out in your yard. And some people would even put the van out. Not saying they'd take it, but this could look like you went heavy garbage pickup in Cape Breton and found lots of goodies.
You would be arrested if you tried to drive down the highway in British Columbia looking like that. Absolutely. So you've been hearing the Meteorological Report on CFRA 88.7 FM and CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. I'm Joey Only, your host. The show about how much the weather sucks in Canada. We had Joe Stover talking about the blizzard going on that didn't really happen in Winnipeg, but it kind of happened, and he talked about it anyways. And we had Frankie McDonald, as usual. We always have Frankie McDonald. He's really the host, the star of the show. And we had Janet Dermody from Cape Breton Originals. We had Brennan Houck, as always, talking about Western Canada weather. We have Brian Schmidt from Portland Weather Uncensored. Imogen Cookie Bailey. I think that was everybody. Did I miss anybody? I don't think I missed anybody. I don't think. Frankie, how does everybody find you on the internet? Yeah, we didn't have no Gabriel this week. We had a good rap from Gabriel last week, though. You can find that if you go to Caribbean Weather Dude, Joey Only, Caribbean Weather Dude YouTube channel. Check out last week's episode because not enough people are watching the show. Subscribe to the channel. Help me out. Couldn't hurt. Could it? Frankie, how does everyone find you on the internets?
My Twitter's at Frankie McD. My Facebook is Frankie McDonald. My Facebook public figure page is Frankie McDonald with a blue check mark. And my Twitch is FrankDonald1984. My TikTok is FrankDonald1984. My Clapper is FrankDonald1984. My Instagram is FrankieMcD1984. My Snapchat is FrankieMECDON. Hey, my YouTube channel is Dogs Wolves, and my LinkedIn's Frankie McDonald.
Can you mention that again? I didn't get that. Like half the time when he's spitting out his link tree, the whole time I'm just like bobbing my head to it. Like he's got such a solid rhythm. It's the same thing every time.
Gabriel's gonna
put a beat behind it. I want to see Frankie songified.
The Frankie song.
Songify, man. You know Songify, right? Like the Songify guys, I can't remember who does it, but they songified Charlie Sheen when he had his meltdown. There's a NASCAR Songify. It's absolutely brilliant. It's catchy. It's novelty. It's fun. Joey, I'll send you the links to it. But I think Frankie needs to be songified by those guys because it would just be so killer. It'd be great. They do a good job.
I'm totally going to listen to that. Thanks, everybody, for coming on the show. Make sure you go check out Portland Weather Uncensored, and make sure you tune in next week when we're back with more wacky weather stories, world weather news, all kinds of stuff like that. All right. Thanks, everybody. Bye now.
Hi, Christy. I'm Frankie McDonald. I'm doing great so far. I'm Frankie McDonald. You're listening to Comedian Meteorological Report with Joey Only. Terrible weather, dude.
Frankie's got the weather.
Weather or not.
There it is.